each other what I loved hard. Can you make them understand that all the things I was struggling with, it didn't make me less a man?
And all of the trauma I'm trying to bury probably made me who I am. Think growing up broken was necessary so I could fix my fam. And part of me died on his deathbed holding my daddy's hand. Just tell my daughters a father will drown if that means they can swim.
Away from Sonic the Hedgehog, we are finally gonna get to see this Jersey Jack and Steve Ritchie game. Is it the most anticipated game of the year? I don't know. Maybe, right? What do you think is the most anticipated game in 2026? It wasn't Pokemon. It's not gonna be Fallout. So is it Sonic the Hedgehog, Steve Ritchie? Over at Jersey Jack, we're going to talk about the features that we are hearing are in this game. Maybe it's Back to the Future from Dutch Pinball. I don't know if that's the most anticipated game of the year because most of you won't be able to get one for years. And the nice thing about Jersey Jack is they're going to make as many collector's editions as people want. The FOMO and the shenanigans and the scalping doesn't happen at all. They figured out how to get rid of it. The way you get rid of scalping and flipping and all the urgency is you just make a really amazing game that people don't want to sell because it's so good. I think that's what Harry Potter's been to a lot of people out there. That's why you're not seeing a lot of Harry Potter CEs pop up for sale. And I think Sonic CE is going to have a similar sort of bolted to the floor in your game room kind of vibe going on around this game. We're also going to get Tales of the Arabian Nights from Pedretti Gaming. They're going to reveal it to the world today with the Brian Allen art package on the more premium edition and then the standard version of the game, which we've seen for like 35 years. And look, here's the thing. Is now the right time to release this game? And I don't think it is. That's why we were seeing this weird, like, $500 discount and this and that. And apparently, like, I don't know if Pedretti was trying to do that to sort of drum up sales and excitement, but it's a bad look already. If the game is on sale right away, that's immediately a bad look. And we know that these guys are going to be panicking a little bit because they've tried this before. They remade Funhouse, they had Brian Allen on artwork, and they had a 2.0 kit, and they could barely sell any of them. And a lot of these dealers that bought those Funhouses, they were left holding the bag, and that's why I think they're trying to move these games right away. The problem is this, who in the pinball world is so ignorant that they don't know that Sonic the Hedgehog is coming out next Tuesday? Like, this is the thing that makes no sense to me. Why would anybody buy anything until you see Sonic? Why would you buy Transformers? Makes no sense. I think I'm hearing more and more people wake up to this reality that buying Stern new in box right away really is not the smartest move, especially when you know that we're literally a week away from freaking Sonic the Hedgehog. And so I'm excited. I can't wait to see it. We're going to talk about some of these features right now. But Toadin releasing itself to the world 8 days before Sonic, I don't know who you are. I don't even know who the target audience is for this game. Toadin, and I owned a Toadin, so I think, you know, you could blame Kaneda for not playing every game intimately, but if there's one game I played a lot of, it is Tales of the Arabian Nights, and it is a stunner. It has amazing mechs. And the game is as easy as it gets. Like, you could beat the game in like 15 minutes at most if you're a good player. And I'm not so sure they're going to be able to add more to the game that's going to make it much better. And the other thing is this. This is the big issue. The quality, man. The quality of Pedretti games is not up there with the other manufacturers. And I think a lot of people lifted the hood on those fun houses. And it was like, man, I don't know, this looks pretty cheap. And so Bally Williams was like bulletproof. And so you're going to go from Bally Williams quality to this, and is it going to work? Is it going to, like, I don't know, function as it's intended? Is it going to have issues? And I think a lot of people are just like, you know what? Between what's happening at Stern with like the endless wait for